This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
You know, in the US, 29 states have legalized marijuana for medicinal purposes.
Well, I thought it'd be a lot more. They voted Trump in, didn't they? So I'm assuming they'll all stoned. The whole country must have been high.
They must have been. Another 9 allow it for fun, apparently, with no doctor's prescription required.
Oh, okay.
I didn't realize that at all. However, it appears the state of Indiana is holding out because this new church, it's called the First Church of Cannabis.
So they're going to pray to the marijuana leaf?
I think so. I don't know what they pray to. They're called the Indiana's First Church of Cannabis is currently engaged in a legal battle with the state's legislators to get the central belief of theirs, pot, recognised as a religious sacrament.
Ah, so I get what you're doing. So the sneaky little bastards, the government won't make it legal. So yep. They're going to say, well, we'll now start a church.
Yep.
And they'll do it. Do they going to do it in a real church? Do they have bells?
They probably hear bells.
Do you know what? If they had any sense about it, they'd do it at the local Macca's or Pizza Hut, wouldn't they? Because it would kill two birds with one stone. You could do it or just get high and munchies.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So the First Church of Cannabis is actually totally legitimate, apparently. It was recognised as a church back in 2015. So it's a relatively new church. How do you become a church?
I think it's easy. I've been trying to start a church for years. I'm trying to buy a church. I'm going to have the Church of Kylie. We'll read from the Book of Kylie. We'll pray to Kylie. You have to wear drag, of course. It'll be full of glitter.
Yeah. I wonder what it takes to get a church recognised. Because, I mean, to start a church called the First Church of Cannabis, I mean, surely you'd be questioning that, wouldn't you? I don't know where the religious link is.
Oh, I like the idea of having a church. I'm thinking about starting one. I have a messiah complex.
Do you?
I mean, there's been plenty of people on their knees going to me, oh God, oh God.
They're called sunblock. I'll be ready on Joy 94.9.
We all need a bit of sunblock, don't we?
We do. Are you a sunblock man?
I have to. I've had little things chopped out of my back before.
Have you?
Yeah. Cancerous things. What do you call them when they're starting to turn? But see, I'm an idiot. Because of my age, go back to when I was 15 living in Sydney, we used to go to Bondi Beach with Jig School every day.
Yeah.
And go there and we used to cover ourselves in baby oil and brown vinegar. So we could be black. We'd sit out there and you could feel us cooking. You could smell us coming when you're walking down the...
like a fried chip. I remember covering myself in coconut oil or something as a kid as well. So bad for you.
Some reason, we thought this was... We made our own little version. So we actually smelt like... Like
you Italian
salad.
You made it yourself.
Yeah, baby oil and brown vinegar, because we used to think the brown vinegar...
So there's no protection in that whatsoever.
Oh, no, it was like sizzle away. You could put bacon on me and cook it. Now I'm scared of the sun. You're looking taller.
Am I?
I think you've got lifts or high heels on or something. Did you notice today? I thought, hang on, I can see him over the desk, over the window when he walks by. Are you wearing lifts or high heels?
No, I've just got my shoes on, but they've got a bit of a heel. They're not high heels.
Oh, they do. It looks like you shoved your foot inside a pug. Dirty little wrinkly leathered thing. That's disgusting.
They are a little bit.
Is that what happened to Fuzzy? He went to the hairdressers yesterday and came back a pug.
He did go to the hairdressers yesterday. He did come back. You know those, actually, speaking of shoes that make you a little bit taller, you know is it Crocs? Those...
They're very ugly, unattractive things that people should be put down if you ever leave the front door with them.
Yeah, I have a pair that I must admit I wear inside, but they're not the...
I laugh because I believe that too.
They're not the covery ones. So they're just like ordinary flip-flop thong things.
Oh, they're nicer. They're good.
Well, you can get them in a high heel now, apparently.
Mm.
You can get that's right. They've released them. It sees a heeled form entering its lineup, apparently, which is really good because apparently you can wear them on, water slides.
Okay, I'm not quite sure where the good and you're wearing them. There's no such thing. If you leave the... You know, we've got to go back here. Chanel said years ago, a woman in good shoes is never ugly. She'd need, if she was born now, she'd say, unless you're wearing Crocs. That would be, There's no, it's disgusting. They are the worst things in the world.
Do you think they're comfortable? Like, a second.
They have never been near
have
my
they
feet.
Never,
they have never
so
been near
So you've
my
never tried them
no,
on?
No way. No.
I reckon you should try them before you say
there's lots of things in the world that I know I don't need to try and I know I don't like. Yeah, there's lots of things. I can't say them now because I'm not allowed to swear anymore, and I'm not allowed to talk about penis or anything like that, I've been told.
So, but I mean, sometimes I wear shoes. Like, I wear a lot of boots and stuff. Oh, and if they've got a heel on, but I don't wear them to be taller. They just make you taller.
That was really good. And you wear shoes. I thought when they brought you out of the jungle and shaved you down, they just let you go barefoot.
I'm playing a track. This is Maroon 5.
You kept saying to me, are you ready? Are you ready? And I'm thinking, what are you on about? The newsman comes first, but I forgot he's not here.
He's not here today.
Where's he over in Germany getting lucky?
He is.
At the party that Kylie Minogue went to, and I'm still jealous.
And you're still here. She performed it, was it with the Muppets?
Yeah.
Yesterday as well.
With the Muppets.
That'd have to be a highlight of her career, wouldn't it?
She's done it before. She sung with Kermit before at a live and intimate show or something like that.
Has she?
Yeah, and this time she did Manamanap. Manamanap.
Is that all she did? That one?
Yeah.
That's cool.
You know, you do that with a little bit of a head bob. You've been practicing. Now we know what he does all day at home. He watches Sesame Street and practices Manamanap head bob. Yeah. It's good to see you've got a job.
She sang with Miss Piggy too, apparently.
That's really rude.
No,
to
she
say
did.
That.
Yeah. That's who she sang with, Miss Piggy and Kermit, I see.
The Princess of Pop.
Princess
Please
of
use
Pop.
Her correct title when well, you're in the studio.
The Princess of Pop that performed with the Muppets yesterday.
I was going to go, let's just move on. We
she
made a
performed
mistake.
With the You have to accept she performed with the Muppets.
Yeah, she did. There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah.
Miss Piggy and Kermit. I love them.
You do?
I do.
Well, it's because you're someone that you're bigger than. I could just imagine that. We could do that job. Remember this to have the two old cranky men that would sit up at the top?
We could be them.
That's my job for me.
Yeah,
I'm a miserable old bugger that sits up the back and criticises everybody. Yeah. That does nothing.
You did mention something to me once. You said there was a character with red hair that used to sit there and just talk crap the whole time. I can't remember who she was, but I've got a visual.
Yeah, you just be quiet and move on. You know, you've been telling me what I look like.
Tom, you had your 50th the other week.
And if you say it again, I'll break your legs.
It was a lovely night. I had a really good time.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for inviting us. And Andy came as well. And we met your kids.
You did. Did you meet them? You didn't meet the oldest one, did you?
No.
Because she was at home being sick.
No, but the other two, and they were lovely.
They're really nice, aren't they?
Really lovely kids.
Listen, I spent years belting them into, you know, moulded them, I should say belted them, I moulded them nicely into the lovely adults that they are today.
I will say, though, you've done a really good job in bringing up your kids. They were very polite, very respectful, very intelligent and easy to hold a conversation with and lovely, lovely kids.
Well, look at me. Of course they're going to be lovely.
Well, that was the irony. I was looking at you and then I was looking at them.
They are totally opposite to me. They are polite, they are well-mannered, they are not rude to people.
No.
Sometimes we go places and we get to the front and they go, Dad, if you behave like that in here, when your children start telling you that your behaviour is not acceptable in a restaurant, then you know you've got a problem.
Yeah. They were great and they were conversing with everyone, different levels of conversation.
Well, they are adults.
Really, really, really well done. Anyway, congratulations on that. But I was reading an article yesterday about how, you know how we've got lots of assistants in our lives, electronic assistants, mm-hmm. like you know Apple's Siri or Google Assistant or Amazon's Alexa. I think there's also a Microsoft
I know they
one
keep
well.
Saying there's a lot of it. I still don't get what she does.
So you can ask anything, really.
Sure. So I have a husband for that. I don't. And I can actually tell him to shut up when he annoys me. I mean, Siri could keep talking. Oh God. I mean, I'm understanding. I understand all this technology is coming, but I still don't get what she does. So I can go, hey, Siri, what's the temperature? Well, if you're that lazy, mate, you can look at it yourself. That's
you
ridiculous.
You can, but people are growing up with it and they're using it. I went away on the weekend and my friends had their kids there and they were interacting with their assistants. I was quite amazed at some of the things they were asking.
So they just sit on the lounge and ask.
They just ask.
Get out in a paddock and make, you know, make dirt pies, build a treehouse. Don't ask how the treehouse gets built, Siri. Build the bugger.
But they actually went out and they started skiing, so they did do something. But they were asking all this stuff beforehand that normally, you know, I suppose there is a, you know, you'd be asking your parents or you'd be going out and checking the weather yourself. I mean, it's just the window was there. But I was reading this article and it was saying that the kids are learning a different way of communicating and they're forgetting to, you know, simple things like saying please and thank you. Because with these assistants, you just say, you know, Siri, what's the weather?
Oh, and she doesn't say, you know, where's
you don't
your
say
manners, please?
No, she doesn't. She doesn't say that back. And this article was saying that neuroscientists are in agreement that we're actually creating pathways in our brains that you forget about these manners.
I worried with my son growing up that he struggled with reading. He just didn't fit the normal school.
Right.
He was highly intelligent, photographic memory, but couldn't write to save his life or read. He was just you know, typical kid, boy. Right, yeah. So I found out about Steiner School. So I thought, oh, I'll send him to a Steiner School, maybe a different way of learning. We get there, and I said, say thank you to the lady. Oh, no, no, no. We don't – people don't have to say thank you. You don't have to beg here. So
the lady said that?
The teacher said saying please and thank you was begging. Children shouldn't have to do that.
Really?
Then they also turned around and said that I was in all black and the children couldn't wear black to Steiner School because it wasn't a real colour. Black's not a real colour. Oh. I looked at him, I thought, and you want to charge me $95 a day and you won't make my kids in manners and you tell me I can't wear black. I looked at him and I thought – it was up in Byron. They were probably smoking the marijuana. Let me tell you. And I looked and thought, you won't be going here, mate. You'll be struggling through the state school.
Yeah, for $95 a day. Well, we asked Siri, if you say to Siri, I love you.
Oh, that's creepy.
You get these different, you can get a response. The first one was, you hardly know me.
Fair enough.
I value you.
I wouldn't even go that far.
And then another one was, oh, stop. But neither one says, I love you back.
Yeah, because it's not right. If you're getting love from a woman in a machine, you've got a problem, mate. You have a problem.
But don't you think that's like...
Buy a dog.
Is it... maybe I'm over-analysing this, but are we teaching our kids sort of this one way, you know, it's all about me? You know what I mean? Like there's no... Like you don't get a... You do from your parents, you want a hug sometimes and stuff like that. And they're using these assistants to...
I said no. You see me shake my head. I don't want my parents to hug me. That's gross. Yeah.
I don't know.
I might catch something they've got, like some bogan, homophobic, sexist, racist, you know, disease that they carry.
But anyway, look, this article was all about it and I hadn't thought of it before. But
look, you are right because, you know, 2 or 3-year-olds going, hey, Siri, is any milk in the fridge? You know, they don't have to say thank you, do they?
Yeah, you have to say thank you. You don't have to.
See, I like thank you and please. It gets you a long way.
Yeah, me too. Thank you, Tom. 14 minutes past 7.
I'm not thanking you. You've done nothing for me yet. I'm still waiting for coffee.
Britney Spears. She has suffered an embarrassing wardrobe malfunction while performing on her Piece of Me tour. They certainly got a piece of me, didn't they?
Well, I don't know why it was embarrassing. She's looking great.
The singer, 36, accidentally showed the audience a little more than her cleavage than she had anticipated when a nipple popped out of her top.
Look, it's been happening for years.
Why is this such a big thing, actually?
Well, they're Americans, remember, so you're only allowed to look at nipples when you're in a dark room on porn, isn't it? Like in... It's the only way they do it. It's got to be in Parliament, I think, for them to look at that type of stuff.
The mum of two showed off her incredible body in an eye-catching black bondage-inspired outfit as she danced on stage.
Do you know, have you seen Britney?
No, I didn't see this.
I went about 5 or 6 years ago when she came, paid $300. I knew it was going to be just Britney miming. She mimed good night and thank you. So she was half off the stage.
Mime
came on and she went, oh, yeah, that's right, I meant to say hello. But she was like, by the time she went up to Melbourne, she'd done the whole of Australia and been bagged about the bad lip sync and she didn't even dance properly.
Is she one of those ones that can sing live?
Oh, no, there was no live there. But you know that. I mean, you go to see Britney for the excitement. Yeah.
Well, this sounds exciting because there was a host of male backing dancers twirling around her.
Oh, I've seen it. I've been Googling it.
When the malfunction happened. And Spears failed to notice the wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah, because her boobs aren't real.
For 2 minutes.
What happens when they're plastic, you can't feel it when the air's on it. Yeah. Keep your boobies real and then you'll know. Yeah.
The moment was caught on camera by a fan and shared to YouTube.
See, this is a problem now with out there. Years ago when you went to a concert, it was just between the concert person or the band and the people in the audience. So you could have sworn showing your nipples made jokes. Now it's there forever.
Exactly.
It's like Knowlesy again got caught having a bitch about
that?
And I thought, mate, have you learned your lesson? Everything is videoed.
It's
not like it's a private conversation.
But his rant was a bit over the top, but someone did throw a can at him. I mean, that's...
Have you seen the head? Someone should have threw a keg at it. Get that little beardy thing at the back. Oh, wouldn't be a can, sweetheart. It'd be a whole truck of cans. But then you're never going to find me at a Knowlesy concert. Could you imagine me turning up in a pair of Christian Louis Vuitton, you know, matching outfit, going, oh, hello, boys. I'm here to see a bit of Shannon Knoll. Could you move out of my way?
Yeah. Have you seen his body, though?
I try not to because I like to look at men and I don't need to be turned off.
Go have a look. It's worth having a look at.
Come on, move it on because I'm going to be meaner and nasty to it.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.